thought they robbed you of fleet. Switch to Boston. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Mom and Dad. Up until last December, Tom Cochran just couldn't understand what friends of his would say it was hard for them to get to sleep at night. You see, Tom was the kind of man who could hop into bed and drop off to sleep before he could say Jack Robinson. One night, something happened. He simply couldn't get to sleep. He tossed, he turned, he tried to read himself to sleep. But not until early morning did he finally drop off. And that went on, night after night. What had happened to him? What had changed him from a person who could drop off and sleep like a log to a tossing, turning, wide-awake insomniac? The doctor said it was nerves. Coffee nerves. Now, I'd be the last person in the world to tell you that coffee robs everybody of sleep. It doesn't. Many people can drink coffee without paying the slightest penalty for it. But many others, when they drink coffee, pay and pay plenty. So, if nerves trouble you, and you know nerves can rob you of sleep, cause indigestion, make you jittery and irritable, and you think coffee may be responsible, or even partly responsible, be sensible. Switch to Postum. Because Postum cannot possibly affect your nerves. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Postum has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. Drink it instead of coffee. And then, even in 2 weeks, long enough to give Postum a fair trial, see if you aren't much less nervous. See if you are sleeping better. See if you aren't mighty glad you switched to Postum. Drink Postum as a reason. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are all excited. The talent scout from Hollywood that was in town over the weekend told him that he saw great possibilities in making Pine Ridge the setting for a motion picture and asked them if they would consider going to Hollywood. And in our little community today, we find Cedric Wheaton over at the John Brown store talking with Abner.
Mr. Brown, thank you, Bob. Since he's both going out to Hollywood to make a movie picture.
Well, he don't know for sure we are, Henry. It's our motion, and talent scout that was here the other day said he was going to try to get his company to make a picture about Pine Ridge and give us a job in it, but we ain't hearing no more from him.
He might have been joshing you.
Well, I don't think that, but maybe his company never thought it was a good idea.
Oh, I thought the deal was all set to hear Mr. Lumsdale already did.
Oh, yeah, he's going around here telling everybody that he's a moving picture actor. If they don't hire us out there, it's going to make an awful goose out of him.
There's a tourist camp last night, and some people drove in there from Iowa and rented a cabin for Mr. Lum. He told him he just run that tourist camp on the side. Said his main business was moving picture actors, and then he's done some other training.
Yeah, I know. He's been practicing ever since that fella left here. Customer can't come in the store without him jumping up and starting to ask. Or trying to. Poor that waiting on Sister Simpson this morning before we went into the county seat, making out like he was a Frenchman.
Frenchman?
I wish you could have heard him call.
Is he going to be a Frenchman in the moving pictures?
Well, he don't know what he's going to be. Don't know for sure he's going to be in them yet. According to what that fella said the other day, though, if they do make a picture about Pine Ridge, why, they'll just want us to be storekeepers, just like we are now.
Well, you won't have to ask to do that, would you?
Why, no. The way he's going at it, he's going to be so mixed up, nobody will know what he is. Oh, he's went to Hollywood before we even get there. Using newfangled expressions and everything else.
But you thought it was getting his job acting, too. I ain't doing nothing else right now. I'm doing all right.
Well, where do we get ourselves a job first, Hedrick? Now, don't pay no attention to Mom. He's just blowing himself up for a big fall. Been getting timetables on the railroads and figuring out how much money it'll cost us to get out there. And there's something else we ain't got either. They send for us while we'll have tomorrow in the morning, or walk if we get there.
It's a pretty long way to walk.
And he's been trying to borrow that $500 Elizabeth got for catching them bank robbers. He ain't going to let him have it, I can tell him that right now.
He's all ready to go, is he?
Oh, yeah, yes, he's ready to go the minute they send the word. Collecting all the accounts on the books that he can, paying off what we owe around there. That's what he's doing in the county seat today. Holding the wholesale house, $60-odd, and he went in there with enough cash to pay that off, went in there this morning.
Well, is he coming back?
No, I know. Oh, said Dick, we ain't wanted.
Well, if they do that and harm you, will you ask them to harm me, too? I'll work for 20 cents an hour. What walk did he stay for down there at the snowman?
Well, what could you do, old Cedric? You don't know nothing about acting.
I can play the fish harp and sing, play the jug, take the fishing wing.
Oh, well, that ain't acting, old Cedric. That's, I don't know what you call it, but all I'm saying is to be a good actor that you got to make out like you're somebody else. Laugh and cry and all that stuff.
Well, I thought you first. We're supposed to just be storekeepers, though.
Well, yeah, but we can't just keep store. We'll have some kind of a store, and we'll have to crack jokes or anything, crying on things. Mom read out something here for me to practice on, so that's the way you get out of it. I've been reading it, but it don't make no sense to me what I put that
thing. It is to play with statement?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you call it. See, I'm supposed to be two different people. A girl's father and a city fella come in there and been sparking at her. So I have to change my voice, see? Now, this is a city fella. He's talking to the girl. My proud beauty, I knew you would change your mind rather than see your poor mother and father go through these poor houses. And I changed my voice like a pump and hung out and say, stop! I will not permit my daughter to make such a sacrifice. You had a sniper. The only reason you wanted to foreclose the mortgage and take our farm is that you know there is oil on it. And I came back and talked like the other fella and say, curses, fall again.
You done good, Mr. Abbott. Go on, tell me the rest of it.
Well, that's all there are to it. Well, I'm just copying it out of a play they put on down at the schoolhouse for me. Oh, you ought to hear him, Lewis Edwards. He can just make you feel so sorrowful for that girl. You just want to get out and do something about it.
I don't want to hear it, but I don't like them sad stories.
Just wait a minute. Oh, Grandpappy's here.
Oh.
Come in, Grandpappy.
Oh.
Oh, that's your father.
Yeah. Hey. Just passed over to find out for sure when you fellas are leaving for Hollywood, Emma.
Well, we don't even know for sure we're going, Grandpappy.
Well, I was over the store yesterday and said the deal was all set. We'd be leaving any day now. On the bottom of my head.
Well, you know, Mom gets things aggravated in his head. The man just said he thought it would be a good idea to make a moving picture about Pine Ridge. Said he's going to talk to his company about it. Now, Mom's done it to where we're done making the picture.
Yeah, just wondering if you don't you get me a job out there, too, Abner.
You?
Yeah, they'll pay me more than Dick Hudson's family. I'll quit him and go to work for them.
Well, I'll name it, son, before we get out there, Grandpappy.
Tell him I'm an awful good actor, but I ain't going to work for no rest when I'm getting out.
No.
They should pay me $45 a month over there.
Yeah, well,
if it costs.
I don't know what they pay out there. Wait a minute. Who in the world is that coming up out there?
The blind man is. That's him black bicycle.
Well, finally, lame. Say, Tiff Mom, that's who it is.
Well, thank goodness, take a look at that outfit.
Why in the world did you get them clothes, Mom?
In Romans and Dutchman. Good afternoon. Long time no see.
Huh.
How do you like it?
What are you supposed to represent?
No, I ain't me, huh? I ain't representing nothing.
Well,
it's some new clothes I bought for California. You've been reading your moving picture magazines like I have. You know this is the latest style.
You mean that I've got to wear and get up like that?
No, you don't have to. Be out of style if you want to. You're going to feel awful left out, though. Folks running up to me wanting autographs and you standing there in them backwards road of yours.
How
come you're wearing them kind of glasses, Mr. Mom?
These are sunglasses, Hedrick. All the moving stars out there wearing them.
I don't see how you see through them things, huh?
Well, you can't hardly bring them down. These things look sort of dark. fact is, I got off the mail rack just now and started going over to the place. Thought it was past closing time, but I happened to look at my watch and seen it was just a little after 3.
Well, no wonder you bought that outfit. I was wondering. You better take them glasses off and look at yourself, Mom. Why, the coat and pants don't even match. You got on a checkered coat and yellow breeches there.
They ain't supposed to match. This is a sports outfit. See, this match, the slacks I previously said.
Look, did you see them shoes? Okay. You got on there before you bought them?
Sandals, you call them, and I seen them, yes.
Wait a minute. Where did you... Did you pay that bill at the wholesale house, Mom?
That bill is all took care of.
Hmm?
Got them to give us 3 months more time. I told them I was going to Hollywood. Granny, when I walked in with this outfit on the other shoulder, I had a bug.
Mom, Edward, do you mean to say that you're taking the money we were supposed to take later?
Listen, just now thought of something. I know what I come over here for. I've got a telegram for you, Mr. Room. Telegram? Yes, we forgot all about it. Here.
Okay, I need to let you in.
I know there's something to come over here, friend. And you think what it was.
Oh, my goodness, Henry. You're the forgetfulest boy I ever seen in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Ron? Bad news?
Yeah, part good and part bad. It's from the Voco Picture Company, all right. My company has decided to make picture stop. Will not be necessary for you to come to Hollywood. Plan to make picture in Pine Ridge. Will advise you other development.
When you need sleep, need it badly. There's a good chance that the very thing that made you so hard up for sleep can only continue to prevent your getting it. Yes, maybe coffee nerves is keeping you awake. But while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, you may be one of the many others who can. So be sensible. If you find coffee stands between you and a good night's sleep, switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine, no sleep-disturbing stimulant whatever. And a hot, steaming cup of Postum is simply delicious. Fragrant and mellow as can be. Postum's wonderfully economical, too. It actually costs less than 0.5 cent a cup. So if coffee robs you of precious sleep, drink Postum instead. See if you don't benefit from the change in just a few days. And after giving Postum a fair trial, say for 2 weeks, see if you are getting all the sleep you really need. Ask your grocer for Postum tomorrow. There's a reason. Don't forget, friends, come along with us next Monday evening when we again go visiting Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, who say, looks like the first habit a fellow has to break in order to become an artist is the bad habit of eating. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for... Listen to Columbia Broadcasting System.